This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm James Hattori. Next January, in the first few days of the new year, something huge will suddenly vanish from Washington, D.C. Sounds like a sci-fi movie. In fact, what's gone is out there in cyberspace.
That's because they are emails. D.C. Mayor Adrian Fenty has ordered that all email city workers have not saved will be deleted. As our tech contributor Shani Jardin reports, there may be some problems with this mass cleanout.
How to manage the email pileup? It's a problem for all of us. Storage is cheaper these days, but it isn't free. And the more email government employees send, the more there is to store. That costs taxpayers money. But the question of how much email our officials hang on to isn't just about IT budgets. It's about keeping our government honest and preserving history. Ryan Singel covers the intersection of government and technology for Wired News. He digs back to the digital dark ages of the early 1980s and one episode of the Iran-Contra affair that involved electronic messages in the National Security Council.
The Reagan administration wanted to destroy those records, and it ended up being a very long court battle over, you know, what to do with what was email before most people knew about email.
Many of those emails had been stored, and some revealed patterns of illegal behavior. Decades later, Singel says, there's a greater awareness among officials that anything you send today could be used in court against you months or years later if you become the subject of an investigation.
Quite a number of the most prominent political figures we know, including President Bush himself, just don't use email, particularly because they don't want to leave this kind of trail behind them. So they'll have the email traffic go to their subordinates.
For public servants who do use email, deleting and purging records can lead to a perception problem. Mark Rogers is a computer forensics expert at Purdue University.
We tend to be less trusting of those institutions which want to get rid of information quickly. When a private citizen collects the email or is purging it quickly, that takes on a whole different context when it's seen as a business or a government. The first thing you ask is, what is it that you don't want anybody to find down the road?
The problem with how governments deal with email is that no one seems to agree on a single approach. The California governor's office deletes its trashed email after only 2 weeks. Compare that to Virginia, where most emails sent or received by the governor must be saved as long as he's in office. Then they're burned onto disks and shipped to the state archives. Kevin Hall is a spokesperson for Virginia Governor Timothy Kaine.
Perhaps it's a uniquely Virginia thing since, well, pardon my modesty, but this is where it all started and where some of the first deep thinkers did some of their best work, i.e. the Declaration of Independence by Thomas Jefferson and others.
And the emailed notes of today's deep thinkers in government? Back in D.C., the city government's about to start deleting after 6 months. Christina Phleps is general counsel for the chief technology officer there, and she says, don't think of the network as a storage system.
It really is a communications highway. Just as you wouldn't think of the interstate highway system as a place to store cars, really our email system is not a place to store messages primarily. We have to keep it up and running 24/7, 365 at a reasonable cost. I don't think taxpayers or anyone would want to have millions upon millions upon millions of dollars going into more and more servers and more people to save emails forever.
Flip stresses the new purging program is a trial and they may change it later. D.C. city employees can choose to save specific emails longer than 6 months. But back in the Virginia governor's office, spokesperson Kevin Hall believes preserving the historic value of all work-related email is important. If we ask individual government employees to pick and choose which messages might be of historic value many years from now, will they leave out incriminating or embarrassing items? Who knows what we'll lose?
I think what you lose if you have a haphazard policy on records retention is you lose that context and that connectedness between ideas and policies.
If Thomas Jefferson were around today using a BlackBerry, do you think he'd be a deleter or a keeper?
I would certainly keep his messages. I have a feeling it'd be hard to separate Thomas Jefferson from a BlackBerry. That's how prolific he was.
And just as archaeologists today reconstruct history from trash heaps at old settlements, perhaps future generations will learn something about us by dumpster diving through our computer recycle bins. Hieroglyphic emoticons, anyone?